Hello, everyone. Rebecca Rizzo with the Red Hair Energy with Shea Rizzo, and I am coming to you just to talk about something really fun. I made a pit stop, okay, so that I can use the restroom and get myself some lunch and stuff. And so I actually stopped at a local sandwich shop to use the restroom. And when I shut the door in the bathroom, there was a sign on the door, and I wanted to share with you what that said. It's basically 18 thoughts to think about by Jimmy John's Gourmet Sandwiches. So I just fair warning, that's what this episode is about. So the first of these 18 thoughts to think about is most toilet flush in the key of E flat. Yes, really. Number two, the average life expectancy of a toilet is 50 years. Number three, 72.4% of people place their toilet paper to be pulled from over the roll rather than under the roll. Me and my husband, ex-husband, actually got in a fight over that one time on making sure that the toilet paper was on the roll the right way. I never thought there was a right way or a wrong way, and it just so happened that he did, which I thought was funny. Number four, an average person visits the toilet 2,500 times a year. That's about 6 to 8 times a day. You'll spend about 3 years of your life in the toilet. That's just crazy. Or on the toilet, I should say, not in the toilet. Okay, number five. 70% of house guests snoop through other people's medicine cabinets and drawers. Okay, here's a question. Do you do that? I do. That's so bad, but I always do on some level. Not as much as I used to when I was a kid, but I still definitely kind of do that. Okay, number six, the first toilet cubicle in a row is the least used and consistently cleanest. So that's actually really good to know. The first toilet cubicle in the row is always the least used. So I would say it's always the cleanest. Very, very, very good to know. Okay. Number seven, the toilet is flushed more times during the Super Bowl halftime than at any time during the year. Oh my gosh, that's crazy to know that. These facts are something you never know. It might, like, you know, answer some weird question and open some like treasure door or something on some adventure in the future. So you never know when this is going to be in handy. Okay. Number eight, November 19th. Is World Toilet Day. I had no idea. World Toilet Day. That's pretty funny. I think we should do something for that. Okay, number nine, people use about 57 sheets of toilet paper every day. Wow, that's a lot. 57 sheets of toilet paper every day. I wonder how many sheets are in one roll. Is that like 1,500? Huh, I wonder. If you know, you should write me and let me know. Okay, number nine. Oh, we already did that one. That's the 57 sheets. Number 10, the first toilet ever seen on television was on Leave It to Beaver. Wow, that's pretty cool. Leave It to Beaver. Huh, that's interesting. Number 11, on a ship, a toilet is called a head. I think I knew that. Number 12, the appliance that uses the most use of water in the home is the toilet. Well, duh. Okay, well, it kind of goes without saying, right? Okay. Number 13, only 7% of homes in Afghanistan have a flush toilet, but 19% have a television. So wait a minute. So more people, only 7% of homes in Afghanistan have a flush toilet, but 19% have a television. So more people have a television that works rather than a flushing toilet. That's insane. Number 14, it takes about 384 trees to make the toilet paper rolls that one American uses within his or her lifetime. Oh my goodness. Okay, so number 14 alone is a fact that makes me think, well, geez, we need to do something different because that's not good. It takes about 384 trees per person in their lifetime to wipe their butts? That's insane. That's insane. I'm kind of feeling like we need to figure out a way to use like cloths, right? I mean, that's just really weird. Okay, sorry. Number 15, other common names for toilets are John, Dunny, the Crapper, Throne, Think and Stink. I never heard about that. Lavatory, shit house, water closet, loo, potty, head, the facility, privé, the can, the porcelain god, or the latrine. That's interesting, right? Okay, number 16. When it comes to toilet paper, women are more likely to be grabbers, while men tend to be folders. Okay, I think I knew that. My dad was a folder. He would have them pre-folded. He would be sitting on the toilet for so long that he would actually section out the toilet in little pre-stacks so it was ready for him. I always thought that was so crazy. Every time I'd go in there and clean his bathroom, that was the one thing that I was always mesmerized by. There'd be little folded little piles, all nice and neat, pressed and ready to use. I've never done that. I always just grab it. Okay, number 17. Thomas Crapper did not invent the toilet. He perfected the draw of flush system we use today. So he didn't create the toilet. Thomas Crapper, that's so funny. If that's really real, that's so funny. Okay, so Thomas Crapper, he did not invent the toilet, but he invented the flushing is what I'm hearing. Okay. Number 18, and the last one, it is bringing it back down to the 18 thoughts to think about, coming to you from Jimmy John's bathroom. Yes, that's correct. So number 18, 40,000 Americans are injured by toilets each year. Now that, I think that needs a whole nother podcast. If you have any kind of toilet situation that you've had any kind of injury that you've suffered while in the toilet, on the toilet, sitting on the toilet, by the toilet, whatever it may be, I would love to hear from you. But thanks so much. Again, this was Rebecca Rizzo with the red hair. Energy with Shea Rizzo. I'm coming to you live and on the go with Rizzo. And I had to stop by Jimmy John's, get my pit stop, make sure I got my unwitch. And I was able to find 18 thoughts to think about that were pretty interesting that had to do with toilets. So I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Thanks so much for tuning in. Love, light, many blessings. And remember, go forth and find your happy. That's what it's about, you guys. It's all about finding things that make you happy and sharing that. Because here's the thing. If you can see and experience things that make you happy, then your frequency, your vibrational frequency will start to shift and ripple and will actually ripple around and bump into other people. And as they bump into other people, it changes their life experience. So the point to you to know is to make sure that you find things to observe that make you happy, because that is how you're going to change the world. Love, light, and many blessings. Peace out.